Shalom to all. Today's episode of Chol Kimmel. We're starting right at the top, and today's episode sponsor Leila Nishmas Marshmim Sarbas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shadav and Aliyah. So we're discussing the interim stage of Tyrim and Bnei Yoina, which is called Tchila Sihuv, and how the camp uses a carbon. Now the question was asked: are these not allowed just because of suffix? We don't know what they are. Maybe they're older, maybe they're younger, or perhaps they're a barrier through their own category completely. Now Rav had answered that since we need a pasuk to exclude them, it has to be that they're a barrier because of just the fact that we're besuffix, we don't know what they are. Then we don't need a pasuk to exclude them because Hashem knows. We don't, so we might have to answer them because we're besafik, but we don't need a pasuk for that. So once again, the mere fact that we have a pasuk to exclude them shows that they're a barrier b'fnei atzmam. Her Gemara says not a raya. It could be that they're really a safik, and we need a pasuk for something else. Ki yishchra, what do we need the pasuk for? Limute nirba nevad, to exclude nirba nevad, meaning if a bird that a person wants to bring as a karbon was nevad, it was served as a vajzara. Nirba is not relevant because one can't sodomize a bird. So if it was nevad as a vajzara, we need a pasuk to exclude that it can't be brought. Now why do we need a pasuk for that? Because Hagat Hamina, I would have thought. Hey, look, so since the pasuk says ki yishchra sambahem mumbam. For the corruption is in them. There's a mum in them. We have a brass on Bismarck Rabbi Shmuel. Anytime the pasuk used the word hashchasa, any el dvar erva, it's referring to dvar erva, something to do with immorality, or avodah zara. Dvar erva, how do we know it's the pasuk says, ki hishchas kol basar zarka al aret. This is one of the reasons given for why Hashem brought the mabul on the world, because kol basar was mashchis, it's derech on the world. And we know that in times of mabul, they were immoral, not only with other people's wives, but even with animals. And avodah kachavim, how do we know it's by avodah zara? The pasuk says, pentashchisun and a pesel is vajzara, so over here as well, we see this lashon of hashchasa, and so what do we say? Anything that a mum would passel it, so if there was an issue of erva or vajzara with it, that would also passel it. However, if a mum's not going to passel it, so erva vajzchavim are not going to passel it either, and vahani oifas, when we're talking about birds, since a mum doesn't passel them, meaning a very small mum doesn't passel, because it was stated, Thomas vizachers behemov ain't Thomas vizachers ba'if, that we only have this din of Thomas, which means it has to be whole, complete, and unblemished, and also a male. That's what Zachor says. That's only something specific to animals, but we don't have that by birds. We know that by birds, unless it's like missing a wing or has a broken limb, besides for that, small little mumim don't make a difference by birds. Therefore, Ema, I would say, Dvar Erva Vaitzachavim Nami Loi Lefsabahu. The Dvar Erva, or Avid Zara, meaning if the bird was served as Vaitz Zara, that also shouldn't passel it. And therefore, Kamash Malon, that's why we have to have the Pazuk by Tarmim Bnei Yoina that tells us Min HaTarm, or Min Bnei Yoina. That's telling us that not all Tarmim B'nei Yoina are allowed to be brought, namely, if they were served as Vayda Zara, they're possible for Karbonis. So we see from here that we do not necessarily need the Pasuk to tell us that Tchilas Tzihov is possible. Now, once the Gemara brought up this discussion of something having an in-between stage, we're going to continue with a number more discussions. But Rabbi Zeiri asks as follows, let's say a person said, I think about myself to bring an animal that's an Ayla, either an Ayla or a Keves, one or the other. Vehevi Palgas, and he brought a Palgas, Mahu, what's the din? Let's just clarify, a sheep within its first year of life is called a keves. From birth all the way up until the end of month 12, that's called a keves. Now once it's beyond this 13th month, it's called an ayal. What about the 13th month itself? So that's called a palgas. So again, the fellow said that he's going to either bring an ayal or a keves, and he ended up bringing a palgas. What's the din? And we clarify what the question is. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not even a question. The Amar, he holds beria hava. It's a beria, which again means it's its own thing, it's his own category, and it's not either an ayal or a keves. Then now we have a Mishnah. Hikrivu, let's say he brought a palgas, maybe all of Nischei ayal. He has to bring the nesachim of an ayal, ve'in oil mizivchai, and it doesn't count as his karbon. Now we know that every karbon needs to have nesachim brought with it. An ayal requires a certain amount. A keves requires less than an ayal. And so if he brings a palgas, the Mishnah says he has to bring the nesachim of an ayal. Now the Amr Rabbi Yochanan says, how do we know this? Oila ayal, since the pasuk tells us oila ayal with an extra word oy, l'rabbis a palgas is coming to include a palgas. And so we see from here that it's a beria. How do we see that? Well, because if it was a suffik, meaning if this palgas was a suffik, then maybe it's an ayal. Maybe it's a keves, then we don't need a pasuk to tell us which nesachim to bring. There's a simple solution without a pasuk. Just bring the nesachim of an ayol and make a tanai. If this is an ayol, then these are its nesachim, and if this is a keves, then the extra nesachim are just an adava. However, since Rabbi Yochanan has to learn from a pasuk which nesachim are brought, it must be it's a beria, it's in its own category, and therefore we have a pasuk that tells us that it brings the nesachim of an ayol. So the question is definitely not regarding Rabbi Yochanan. What's your question? I'll leave the rapado according to rapado. On top of Amar, he holds maisi umasni, that he brings the nesachim of an ayol, but he has to make a tanai, meaning he doesn't use a pasuk. He holds the tanai that we just mentioned should be used. So, question of our pasuk is as follows: Miyamina, do we say ba'ayel v'keves masna that he makes a tanai in the ayel and keves b'beri loy masna that he doesn't make a tanai in a beriyo? Which means that when he brings in a nesachim, he says that if this is an ayel, here's a nesachim of an ayel, and if this is a keves, here's the nesachim of a keves, and the extras that I have are just an adava. Or dilma, perhaps b'beri nami masna that he also includes in his tanai the lashon of beriyo. Namely, he says iberi have if it's a beriyo lehave a kulad adava, then everything should be an adava. In other words, he brings in a nesachim of an ayel. ayil, and he says, if this animal's an ayil, here's his nesachim. If this palgas is really a keves, so then here's the nesachim, and a little bit that's left over, those are nadava. And if this animal is neither, it's a berry b'fnei atzma, it's its own category, so it doesn't require nesachim at all, because it's not supposed to be brought as a carbon, and so these nesachim are just a nadava. So that's our question, only according to Shitas Bar Pada, what is this palgas? Is it a berry b'fnei atzma, or is it just a safek? And we conclude, teku. And we continue with another safek. But Rav Zeir says as follows, Ha'imer, let's say a person said, I take it myself to bring l'cham of a taida from chametz or from matzah. Now let's just pause here for a second. We know that a carbon taida comes along with 40 l'chamim. There's four different types. Each type has 10 different l'chamim, so that's a total of 40. Now three of those types are matzah, 10 are chametz. And when this fellow said that he takes upon himself to bring lachme taida from either chametz or matzah, that means he's making a neder that he's going to bring 10 different lachme taida. Now what did he do? Vehevi si'ur. He brought si'ur. So the question is, mahu, what's it in? Now before we continue, let's explain what si'ur is. So we have a Mishnah Pesachim that tells us very clearly, si'ur yisaref, that si'ur before Pesach or on Pesach has to be burned. And si'ur is actually an in-between stage. It's when a person put a dough in the oven and started baking it, and it didn't fully bake. So it's not 100% chametz, but it's also not necessarily 100% matzah. And there's machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda that what is considered si'ur, meaning again that one would have to burn this, but it's not considered 100% chametz. So Meir holds that's when the top of the dough starts turning like a pale color. The lashon is hechsef, which kind of means silver, so it's like a pale color. That's considered si'ur. If it already starts forming cracks, that's full-fledged chametz. Now Meir also holds that if a person eats si'ur, he's going to get malchus. And Rabbi Yehuda argues with him in both of these. He holds that if the dough is at the stage of hechsef of Rav Meir, it's not si'ur. It's still considered 100% matzah. It's only if it starts forming those cracks, then it's considered si'ur. It's only if there's a lot of cracks on the top of the dough, then it's considered full-fledged chametz. Now Rabbi Yehuda also argues and holds that even if a person does have si'ur on Pesach, he's not going to get malchus. So again, our situation is that a person had said that he's going to bring 10 different lachamim of taida, either chametz or matzah, and he brought si'ur, which is this in-between stage. What's the din? So we have to clarify in whose sheet the question is being asked. Si'ur Daman says the Gemara, according to which si'ur are referring to? Isi'ur Rav Meir, if we're going to si'ur of Rav Meir, li Rabbi Yehuda matzam al yisehi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's considered 100% matzah, so it's definitely not the question. And Rabbi Yehuda, if we're talking about the si'ur of Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Meir, chametzu. According to Rav Meir, that's considered 100% chametz. And vidra Rav Meir, li Rav Meir, if we want to say that we're going in Rav Meir's sheet of what si'ur is, according to Rav Meir, will be the lucky ale, chametzu. Since he gets malchus for it, it's still considered chametz. Maybe not 100% chametz, but it's definitely considered chametz enough that he'd get malchus. And so in regards to lachme taida, of course it would be considered lachamim of chametz. Ella must be, what's the question? Rabbi Yehuda, li Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's sheet of what seer is, according to Rabbi Yehuda. My, what's the din? Sveika hava, v'nafik m'manav shach. Do we say this seer is considered safek? We simply don't know if it's chametz or matzah. And therefore, m'manav shach, the person is going to be yotzei his neder. He had said he's going to bring either chametz or matzah. And this is either chametz or matzah. We don't know what it is, but it's definitely one of them. So he's for sure yotzei his neder. Idilma bar Yehu v'loy nafik. Maybe it's its own category and he's not yotzei his neder. Nothing more asked on this. V'amar Avuna, Avuna says, ha'aymer, if a person said, harei alai, I take it on myself to bring the lachamim of a taida, maybe taida vilachma. He has to bring not only the lachamim, but also a carbon taida itself. And that's because everybody knows you can't just bring the lachamim of a taida, so it must be the one he said, I'm going to give the lachamim of a taida. He means he's going to bring the whole carbon taida, the whole kit and caboodle with an animal as well. And therefore, v'kimeti chayv li b'taida vilachma, since he's chayv in both the carbon taida and its lachamim, well, hal yada ahigavra, this fellow who brought these 10 of seer, he doesn't know, I chametz hu. If these 10 are chametz, still I see matzah, then now he has to bring 30 of matzah, I matzah. Or if this is considered matzah, delaisi chametz, then he has to bring lachamim of chametz as well. So anyway, the fellow is stuck, regardless of what seer is. Meaning, even if you're going to tell me that seer is for sure either chametz or matzah, the person still has to bring 10 of chametz and 30 of matzah, and he doesn't know which ones to fill in with these 10 of seer of his. So Gemara clarifies, loy tzricha, the whole thing is necessary only for the following, to amr, it's where the person said, harei alai chalo, really the gersa should be, harei alai eser chalois, lifter toidasa shel ploini. That's not where the person is bringing his own carbon toida. Rather, he said, I'm going to bring 10 lachamim to pater that other fellow's taida, and over there he only has to give 10. Ask the Gemara, saif saif, still at the end of the day, holo yada hai gavra, that other fellow who's bringing the carbon taida, he doesn't know, I chametz hu delaisi matzah, I matzah hu delaisi chametz. If these 10 that he's getting from his friend are chametz, then now he has to fill in with matzah, or if these 10 that he's getting are matzah, then now he has to fill in with chametz. So we're still at an impasse. The Gemara answers, l'tzricha, it's necessary for the following, deloy amar liftar. The person didn't say, I'm going to give 10 lachamim to pater that other fellow's taida. He simply said, I'm donating 10 lachamim for a carbon taida. So he's not trying to be mitzi anyone in their chayv. He just has to make sure that he's free and clear of his nether that he made. And that's what the question is. Mefeg gavri de nidrai nafik. Is this person yaitse his nether by giving siur because it's either chametz or matzah? We just don't know what it is, but he's still yaitse because it's definitely one of them. Oy, loy nafik. Maybe he's not yaitse because siur is its own category and it's not either one of them. And the Gemara concludes, teku. And on to another Mishnah with a similar discussion. Kasher b'para possible be'egla. Kasher be'egla possible b'para. That which is kasher with a para aduma is possible be'egla rufa. That which is kasher be'egla rufa is possible by para. So let's just further clarify this. We know the concept of a para aduma, and the key over here that we're going to be focusing on is that a para aduma has to be shechted, and we know that there's an idea of an egla rufa. That's when a corpse is found outside city limits. So the kingdom of that city have to go through a whole tshuva process. One of the main features of it is that they take an egla, a young calf, and they chop it in the back of the neck, hence the word egla arufa. Arufa is like irif, the back of the neck, so they chop in the back of the neck, and that's the main thing that we're going to be talking about over here. So the Gemara further clarifies this. Tanabon, we have a braisa, para b'shchita kshera by arifa psula, the para duma, it's only kosher by shchita, not by arifa, you can't chop it in the back of the neck, whereas egla by arifa kshera b'shchita psula, the egla arufa, you can only chop it in the back of the neck and you can't shecht it. Nimtzeis kosher para possible by egla, kosher by egla possible by para. Turns out, whatever's kosher by the para duma is possible by the egla rufa, whatever's kosher by the egla rufa is possible by the para. Says braisa, similar to what we had previously in other discussions, ute para kshera by arifa mikav chaymer, the para duma should be kosher to be chopped in the back of the neck based off of kav chaymer, because uma egla shaloi hochshra b'shchita hochshra by arifa, the egla rufa, which is not kosher to be shechted, as we're going to see soon why not, but it is kosher with arifa. Well, para shahochshra b'shchita and it didn't shahochshra by arifa, the para duma, which is kosher to be shechted, shouldn't we say for sure that's also okay to be done via arifa? So Brisa says no. Chavtan Amrav on top Amakra, the pasuk tells us v'shachat that it's shechted v'chuka. It also used the word chuka or chayk, and chayk tells us that it has to be done exactly like this, no other way, and therefore we learn b'shchita in by arifa loy. It has to be done b'shchita and not by arifa. But right away we ask on this, well, heichad ichsev b'chuka loy darshin kav chaymer. Anytime the pasuk used the word chuka, we can't darshin kav chaymer because the pasuk is telling us it has to be done like this and no other way. Well, that's also because v'hagav yom kippur ichsev b'chuka bayim kippur used the lashon of chuka. It says v'hayso zois lachem lechukas oylam. Every time you have a brisa, the pasuk tells us ve'asahu chatos, and it made it a chatos. This referring to the two seirim, the two goats of Yom Kippur that are identical. One of them is a sar la'ashem, the other is a sar la'azazel. And the way that this is determined is by way of lots, by gairol. And so this pasuk over here ve'asahu chatos tells us that ha'gairol oisa chatos ve'ein Hashem oisa chatos. It's only the gairol, the lot, that's what determines that this is a chatos and the other one's la'azazel. And shame does not determine that. Meaning, if the kohen gadol decides to say verbally this is the chatos and that's la'azazel, it simply doesn't work. You have to use the gairol system. Now, the reason why we need a pasuk is as follows. Sheyachal, you might think, v'aloyedinhu, it's a kavu chaymer. You actually should be allowed to verbally designate the seirim. Why is that? Because umabamakam shaloi kiddush ha-gairol, kiddush ha-shem, just like in a place where a gairol doesn't work, but verbal designation does work. This is talking about where a person has to bring a pair of birds called a ken. One of them is oila, one of them is a chatos. Let's say they decide to make a lottery to determine which bird's the oila, which bird's the chatos. That doesn't work. He has to verbally designate them. Umabamakam shaloi ha-gairol, in a situation where the gairol does make it kaddish, it does determine its status, namely by Yom Kippur, ain't it in Shekidish Hashem? Shouldn't we say for sure that verbal designation works? And so Tam Alamer to that, we have a pasuk that says, Vaso Chatos, and that teaches us Hagarl Oysa Chatos Vein Hashem Oysa Chatos. It's only the lottery that makes it a Chatos and not verbal designation. Now, what do we see from here? Taima, the Kaz Rachman of Vaso Chatos. The only reason why verbal designation by the Seirim of Yom Kippur does not work is because the Torah tells us Vaso Chatos. Halav Hachi, Mashma, without that, Darshina Kaval Chaymer, that we would Darshina Kaval Chaymer, even though it says the word Chukah. So going back to Parah Aduma, even though it says the word Chukah, that still doesn't mean we can't make a kavu chaymer from egla rufa. That's really para duma should be kosher via rifa. The Gemara says you're right. However, we have a different limud. Miyut rachmana gabe egla ha arufa. The Torah writes a miyut by egla. It says ha arufa, the one which had a rifa. That tells us that zois by rifa v'ina charis by rifa. Only this one is chopped on the back of the neck and not anything else, meaning not the para duma. So that's our clarity regarding para duma. Now the Brisa moves to egla rufa. Utei egla ksher b'shchita mikavu chaymer. Why don't we say that egla rufa is kosher by shchita based off of kavu chaymer? Because uma para shloi hachshra by rifa ksher b'shchita, just like with para, as we just clarified now, it's not kosher with harifa, but it is kosher by shchita. Well, egla shekshera by rifa, an egla which is kosher by rifa, in addition to hachshra b'shchita, shouldn't we say for sure that it's kosher by shchita? So to that, Amakra, the pasuk tells us va'arfu ha'egla, and this is a double lashon Rashi says, and we learn from here by harifa in b'shchita loy, the egla rufa is only kosher with harifa, with chopping on the back of the neck, and not with shchita. We're going to stop for the day. I pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah discussing something similar, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.